Welcome to the 29th episode of The Lucid Truth, Making the Unconscious Conscious, with Dr. Jordan Peterson. I'm your host, Isaac Lindenberger, and this episode is taken from an event Dr. Peterson hosted in Cleveland, Ohio, for his book tour, 12 Rules for Life. After many questions were asked, the host of the event instructed Dr. Peterson that there was only time for one more question, which I was very thankful to have been given the opportunity to ask. So I asked him, how do you make the unconscious conscious? Or in other words, how do you undergo the process of individualization? You can hear his answer for yourself, which we will discuss afterwards. The audio is finicky, but I trust you'll get what's important out of it.
Last one, please, doctor. Thank you.
How do you undergo the process of individualization, or in other words, how do you make the unconscious conscious?
Are you asking personally?
In general. For something that could be applicable for
anyone.
Well,
I think you do it through dialogue with yourself, not only. But one of the things you only said was that everybody acts out of me. And what he meant by that is that your life is embedded in a story. And you know some of that story to the degree that you know yourself, but you don't know all of it because you really don't know who you are because you're too complicated. We wouldn't have psychology if we knew who we were. Right? We wouldn't have to figure out who we were if we knew. We don't know. Well, and one of the things that you have to do to fully develop as an individual is you have to find out who you are. And you do that to some degree by, I would say, it's almost like humbly self-questioning. You know, here's how you can just figure out who you are. Imagine that you want to do something and you know you should do it, and then you don't. Well, that's easy to imagine, because I mean, that happens all the time. That's who you are. You're that thing that you don't know that's getting in your way. And you have no idea what that is. You might not be happy with it. You might try to deny it because you think, well, I should be doing this and I want to do it. But then you see that you don't do it. But what is that? That's you. And then maybe you think, oh, I don't know who I am, obviously, because I can't see that. You are the thing that won't listen to yourself. Right? That's a strange thing. But it is so strange. And it is obvious because you obviously can't just tell yourself what to do. Imagine how easy life would be to do that. I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour and a half. Like, what happens? The next day, the hands off. You're out of bed in the morning. There's no question about it. You just go to the gym. And then you decide, well, I'm not going to eat any more dessert. Hey! As soon as you say it, you never do it again. So that is what life is like. You're that thing that objects. But it's worth trying to find out what that thing is. Because that's you. And if you can find out what it is, then you can start to cooperate with it, and then you can start to reveal it. And that process of individuation. And the reason in the Jungian scheme of things, the first thing you encounter is your shadow. Well, that's all the things you are that you don't think you should be or you don't want to be. And that's pretty much all you are. All things. But that does manifest itself as that internal objection. The shadow is the part of you that won't do what it's told when you tell it to do it. That's you. And, you know, it's a terrible thing because it doesn't cooperate with you. You know, and so you can be afraid of it or angry at it. But you need to figure out what it is. And then you need to make peace with it. You need to integrate it. That's when you start being more than who you're telling yourself to be. You know, because maybe you have an ideal that's shallow in some sense, right? And maybe it's been handed to you by the culture, or some shallow bit of the culture, and you're trying to force yourself to be that. But you won't be, because you're not that. You find out who you are, then you can integrate it with that vision, then you can become something that's real. That individuation process. Truth is the guide to that. So,
So, what is Dr. Peterson actually saying here? Well, before we dig in, let's give ourselves a bit of background. Jordan Peterson is an interesting individual. He sees the benefits of religion, and in trying to defend some of the core truths found in spiritual texts and traditions, he is easily portrayed as a religious fundamentalist himself. To be fair, he does little to contest these types of claims against him. He may be a bit too relaxed on this front, as there are certainly dangers to promoting beliefs that can be used to support irrational fantasies about the true nature of reality, as the philosopher Sam Harris often criticizes him about, and I highly recommend their 5 debates online. But I find Jordan's claims about metaphysics interesting, while contestable. However, it's advice like this that seems rather hard to disagree with, and seems to be quite useful to many who hear it. However, there's still one way this could be misinterpreted. When Dr. Peterson says things about integrating the shadow, it can be easy to think it appeals to justifying the darkness within us all. Statements like, "the deeper the abyss, the brighter the light," seem to support integrating one's shadow, rather than fighting it and becoming something more. For is overcoming the abyss not more fulfilling than merely accepting it? However, this is a misinterpretation. Accepting the shadow or darkness is different than acting upon it. What he is saying is that we must recognize that it is there and then choose not to actualize its potential. The denial and fear of this shadow persona is a common theme of religion, usually found in things like sin. And individuals who deny what they are capable of and would rather live in ignorance to their unsightly aspects are not individuals I readily trust. These people may surprise themselves and you when put in a situation that favors this hidden part of themselves. But it needn't be hidden. I believe this is what Dr. Peterson is trying to tell us here. Think what you may about his metaphysical positions, but this seems to be truly useful advice for those who are trying to become more whole as individuals, and to complete the process of individualization as described in Jungian psychology. When I heard this answer from Dr. Peterson, it seemed to be exactly what I needed to hear at the time, and I hope it helps you as well. You can find the Lucid Truth podcast on our website, thelucidtruth.com, or on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. You can support it by sharing it with your friends, donating on Patreon, or following us on your favorite podcatcher. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope to see you for the next episode of The Lucid Truth.